listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Thank you so much, my dear. It's so nice to be here. So I've just gone over and calibrated the turntable over here. I brought my level with me. I got a little screwdriver. I even got a tone arm protractor, because a lot of people use these turntables at the radio station and you never know what they're doing to them. So every once in a while I like to go over them and make sure everything is just so, so that we can give you an hour of the most top quality sound that we can on these old 45s. I mean, these things have been around for like 50 years, but they are packed full of great sound. 45s have deep grooves that give a really powerful punch, which is one of the main reasons that I love to play 45s. And this week we have Northern Soul, we have mod hits, mod classics, freak beat, garage, R&B, even jazz. So let's get to it. Let's not waste any more time.
Love. walking back with you, someone new. I heard your conversation about the one who's still loving you. One day, just wait and see. Your new love is setting you free. Then you come running, that I cry.
An up-tempo 1960s hot tracks right off the top there. If I only knew then what I know now. Jimmy Soul Clark on Karen. After that, a couple of Northern Soul floor fillers. Girls Are Out to Get You, The Fascinations. That's on the Mayfield label. It's written by Curtis Mayfield and produced by Curtis Mayfield. And followed that up with Sugar Pie DeSanto on the Checker label. Here You Come Running.
So inside.
Top Drawer Mod Motown. All three of those tracks are Motown tracks. Not one of them is on the Motown label. First one is Marvin Gaye. Of course, I flipped over the record that I played last week to play the top side, which is Can I Get a Witness? That one's on the Tamla label. And then Beauty is Only Skin Deep, The Temptations on the Gordy label. And then the Velvettes, He Was Really Saying Something, and that is on the VIP label. Walk into any teenage mod's house in the 1960s, and those are probably the tracks that you would hear.
Oh no! my mind, from my soul. I feel lost, out of control. I can't shake no pain, I can't shake no pain. My broken romance, and how she decided, give me just one more chance for a love to last till the end of my day. And to get her back, these are the words that I had to say. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me,
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me,
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me,
just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me.
Telling you nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day. My feet on the ground. She wanted things to be the way that they were. And to get her back, I had to say these things to her. I'll always be your guy.
Believe me,
I'll never make you cry.
Believe me,
I'll always stand by your side.
Believe me,
just to keep you satisfied.
Believe me.
Telling you nothing but the truth. It's the same old play, and it happens every day.
The Creation started us off there with a track called Tom Tom. I've got that on the Hiton Schallplatten German label, which I guess is Hit Ton Records. It was originally on the Planet label in the UK. Came out in 1967, a Shel Talmy production, one of the great mod producers. After that, I flipped over the Pretty Things on Fontana, track called Can't Stand the Pain. And finally, the Guess Who, Believe Me, on the Quality label.
Go ahead, darling, and break my heart. Muscle bound man say he's your loving man. He's
tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
I started off that set with the pounding track called Tell Me by Larry and the Larks on the Veep label. And then, do you remember at the beginning of the show when I made all that fuss about 45s and how great 45s are? Well, sometimes, often in actual fact, tracks don't come out on 45, they are LP only. And that track by Archie Bell and the Drells, Do You Feel It? I had to play it off of an LP. And often when tracks like that are LP only, companies like Out of Sight or Kent, they will eventually put out a 45 of the track if it's popular. But I feel like that track doesn't get a lot of play. Don't know why, because it's fantastic. It's from the album I Can't Stop Dancing on Atlantic. And then finished off that set with The Olympics, a track called I'll Do a Little Bit More on Merwood.
Oh yeah!
No one can tell.
Oh yeah!
You're getting blind.
Oh yeah! show me your name.
Show me your monkey. Show me your twist. Show me the howling valley.
I like it like this.
God, I love that track. I just got that in the mail, which is very, very exciting. We're having a postal strike here, so I won't get anything for ages, and then all of a sudden, like, three or four records will show up. So that one showed up this week. It's called Show Me Your Monkey by Kenny Haber, and it's on the DeJack label. DeJack label. It's a double-sider, too, so there's a flip side coming next time, although not next week, because next week I have a very special show for you. I've been putting it together for ages, probably close to a year I've been trying to put together this show. But after that, you'll hear some of the flip sides of these. I started off that set with Richard Groove Holmes, a track called Listen Here on Pacific Jazz. That also has a fantastic flip. And sandwich in the middle there was the flip side of that Joe Cuba sextet number I played last week, the track called Oh Yeah on the Tico label.
I remember the days when things were real bad for me. It was right after my accident, when I lost my hand. It seemed like I was all alone, with nobody to help me. You know, I almost gave up all my hopes and dreams. But then something inside me kept telling me, way down inside me, over and over again, to keep going on, yeah, on.
Baldy!
Things are better for me now, because I found that I love music. So I learned to play the drums and got myself a band, and now we're starting to make it. And if you can make it at something you love, wow, you got it all. So I'm saying this to all of you who think you'll never make it, all you guys and girls, because you're so bad off. Or maybe you think you're a little different or strange. So listen to me now, because I've lived through it all.
Okay!
Now there's just one thing that I need. Not sympathy, and I don't want no pity, but a girl, a real girl, one that really loves me, and then I'll be the complete man. So I'm gonna tell you, right now, listen!
gonna love you, boy, and then make you cry. She'll make you crawl to her and turn around and spit right in your eye. Oh, she's a bad one.
Take my advice and walk away while you still got your sanity. She'll do to you what she did to me. The devilish curse on
There's a story behind the track that I played at the top of that set. It's called Multi by The Barbarians on the Lori label. The Barbarians only had one album, self-titled, and that song did not appear on it. They had a bit of a hit-ish song called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl, making fun of long-haired hippie types. But most of that album was covers. Mr. Tambourine Man, House of the Rising Sun, Bo Diddley, Susie Q, I Got a Woman. And the track Multi never made it onto that record. It did get into the Nuggets original artifacts from the psychedelic era comp that came out in 1972 and kind of became known from there. Now, fast forward to 1999-2000, Victoria Mod Club college students come in, request the song, and it becomes the anthem of the night. Every week they request it, every week we play it, eventually everybody's singing along, and I think it's the message that's in the song, that if you ever feel like a freak or a weirdo, just keep on because everything gets better. Multi is the nickname of Victor Moulton, who was the drummer of the Barbarians and the singer. It was his band, essentially, who lost his hand in an accident and played the drums with a hook, like an old-fashioned squeezy hook, and wore it very proudly on the cover of the album, and here he talks about it as a strength. So when I moved to Winnipeg and I started DJing with Penny Lane, She hates that song and would not let me play it. So it's actually changed my feeling about the song, and it's taken me a long time to build up the courage to play it on the show because Penny Lane hates it so much. Anyways, I'm glad I did, and it brings back memories for me. Follow that up with The Kingsmen, a track called Trouble on Wand, and finally The Sonics, Shot Down on Etiquette.
This little gal's as sweet as she can be. I know she's in love with me. Lovely thing, she's so pretty. She lives way down in Diddy Wong, Diddy Wong.
There's a double cider from Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. This is before Frank Zappa was involved at all in the band. They had two singles, Moonchild and Diddy Wah Diddy. So I played Diddy Wah Diddy, which is a Willie Dixon number. And then the flip side, Who Do You Think You're Fooling, which reminds me of Steeler's Wheels, Stuck in the Middle with You. That one's penned by Don Van Vliet, who is the lead singer. Turns out the copy that I have is a Canadian pressing that was distributed by Quality Records only as a promo, a white label. There were less than 500 pressed, and because it wasn't a hit, it didn't get put into production in Canada. And it's one of the very first A&M 45s ever issued in Canada. So it's actually worth about $400, which I found out after I had bought it for 50 cents. Okay, thank you for stopping by, everybody. It's time for me to go say goodbye. Make sure you come back next week because I'm going to have a very special show for you. I'm going to leave you off now with a little bit more mod jazz. This is Lou Donaldson, The Humpback, on Blue Note.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith. Thank you.